Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Fire on the Earth, a compelling look at the new evangelization through inspiring teachings, interviews, and testimonies.
Welcome, friends. This is Peter Herbeck, your host, and we're continuing on the theme this week, talking about the absolute uniqueness of Jesus. Jesus, the only Savior of the world, the one mediator between God and man, the only one who can actually deal with the human condition, make it possible for human beings who live in a state, a condition of hostility to God. Why? Because we're born into sin, original sin, and there's a resistance in this fallen world to the will of God, to the purposes of God, and a blind man can see it. I mean, just watch the news every day, right? And it's been that way from the beginning, but there's so much news and so much going on that's put right before your eyes. But look at all the corruption, the lies, the deception, the wars, the bad, terrible behavior, perversions, you name it. A lot of people are watching the news and they're shook up and they're worried. They want someone to change it, right? And we do. We want good government. We want good laws. We want good, honest politicians. All that stuff is good. But guess what? It's going to be that way to a greater or lesser degree until the Lord comes again. We can't perfect the world. It's impossible. Why? Because one, it's inhabited by demonic spirits. Now that may sound strange to some of you who just tuned in, but that's a fact. That's the biblical worldview. That's the understanding. And demonic powers that are under Satan himself. He's the ruler of this, the fallen dimension of this world. Now, some people in the church, even some theologians and people out of the church just think that's crazy, just a way of talking about that there is no devil, want to move away from that kind of language and stuff. No, the church is as clear about that as it's ever been. Our battle is against principalities and powers, spiritual forces that are set against God and the rule of God, the reign of God, the wisdom of God, even the love of God they don't want. And so human beings can be, because we've fallen, we have a flesh that resists God. My will be done, not God's will be done. We can be seduced. And many, 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 many people are seduced. We get all our values and priorities turned upside down. Our loves get all screwed up. We're not putting first things first, and we become slaves to sin and walk with deception. It's real. It's a real thing. And the church is the place where the light of truth. Jesus said, I'm the light of the world. He who follows me will not walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. Jesus spoke about that stuff all the time. He spoke about the kingdom. He talked about darkness to light. He talked about demonic powers. He talked about the will of God and the need to repent and to be baptized. That's the language of Jesus. That's the plan of Jesus. He is the Savior that comes to save. Now, one of the things that is a struggle in the contemporary world for people in the church and even leaders in the church is staying clear on the fact that Jesus is the only Savior of the world and the church is his body in the world where people come to receive that gift of salvation. Being baptized and entering the life of the church is the means by which Jesus himself has established and built it on, as we said yesterday, the apostles and prophets. Recently, as a way of kind of getting into the conversation today about what does the church think about the religions that are in the world, and why doesn't the church affirm them, some of them, as capable of bringing salvation to individuals, to people, just through their teaching? So to begin today, Pope Leo sent a message to the church in the Amazon, to bishops and leaders in the Amazon, August 20th, just a couple days ago, through Cardinal Pietro Parolin. And he was giving pastoral guidance, making sure that the shepherds in the Amazon understand what are the fundamental priorities of the church and the mission. So this kind of parallels what we've been looking at in 1 Timothy with St. Paul. St. Paul wrote a letter to Timothy, who was in Ephesus. Again, if you were just tuning in today, what that letter is addressing and what it's about, Paul had raised up Timothy as a leader. He's leading the church in Ephesus. And they're up against it, a spiritual battle, really. There's serious pastoral crisis is going on that's threatening the church in Ephesus. And Paul wants to help Timothy deal with it and lead with it in the right kind of way. What's that battle about? False teachers, false shepherds, leading the flock away. And really failing to focus on the certainties of divine revelation that we've been talking about this week, and then turning instead to conjecture and speculation and their own wisdom that's bringing about very bad fruit. And so Timothy needs to do something about it and to bring leaders around him that are able to bring the church back into right order. Now, some of that kind of stuff is happening in the life of the church today. And for my two cents, this is part of why the pastoral direction from Pope Leo was given to the church in the Amazon, the leaders there. There was a few years ago during the Amazon Synod, some talk, one of the prominent bishops there was said to have said that he'd been there for, 20 to 30 years or something, and that he had never baptized anybody. And it didn't totally surprise me, but it is a kind of a shocker when you hear it, because really what the whole mission of the church is to bring people from darkness to light, right? From death to life, to lead them to baptism, to enter the life of the church. And one of the struggles that's literally happened among some theologians, some religious leaders in the church, they've come to the place of saying, well, in so many words, that people like the Amazonian people who have their own culture, their own way of life, their own kind of religious habits, you could say, that are part of their historic culture, that that's enough for them. And what the church should be doing is mainly focusing on helping them in areas of human development, helping them with injustices and things like that that are coming against them, so to protect them, to encourage them, that kind of thing. And that becomes the mission of the church. And it even can get to the point like the main mission of the church is for us to fix the world and present a perfected world to the Lord. And that's not the mission. We can't do it anyway. But here's what the message of, in a nutshell here, I'll just read what was said in the Holy Father's message to him. He said, it is necessary that Jesus Christ, in whom all things are recapitulated, that's a big word, it's from Ephesians chapter 1, verse 10. He's going to renew all things and bring about the kingdom. He wants to bring human beings and all of creation in this fallen world. He's going to bring it to its ultimate fulfillment. He's already there. He's living the new creation. So, again, it is necessary that Jesus Christ, in whom all things are recapitulated, be announced with clarity and immense charity among the inhabitants of the Amazon, so that we may strive to give them fresh and pure the bread of the good news and the heavenly food of the Eucharist, the only means to truly be the people of God in the body of Christ. That's beautifully put. So, mission of the proclamation of the gospel is brought back to the center. This goes on. He goes on. In this mission, we are moved to be by the certainty confirmed by the history of the church that wherever the name of Christ is preached, injustice recedes proportionally, for, as the Apostle Paul asserts, all exploitation of man by man disappears if we're able to receive one another as brothers and sisters. So the papal telegram, called for care of the common home of the people of the Amazon. And then there was a warning at the same time against false religion and promoting false religion. Why? Because of what we discussed all week. Religions of the world may have some dimension of light, some dimension of reality and understanding reality. And it's the effort of human beings without the direct help of God in the sense of the revelation that comes from God, but human beings reaching up and trying to name and understand the aspirations and the longings of their heart. And so it's not revelation from heaven. It's not the revelation coming that comes in its fullness in the person of Jesus. And so the church recognizes goods that are potentially in the religions of the world, but she knows for sure that in itself, in themselves, the religions of the world are not salvific. They cannot deal with the sin problem, which produces the death problem, which sets us against God and the death-directed destiny and the slavery of living under the world, the flesh, and the devil. Now, you can find theologians and scholars in the Catholic Church today would say, oh, that's nonsense. We don't really believe that anymore. That's not there. So you got to be careful. It's a little bit, again, like what Timothy was experiencing in Ephesus. They've come up with, quote unquote, better ways of looking at all this. And it kind of flattens everything. And then it goes back to what I said earlier in the week, that really every religion authentically accepted sincerely by persons is just another pathway up to the top of the mountain. Christianity's one, maybe it's a little bit better, but they all have their own path to get to heaven. And we're all going to the same place and we're all going to be saved. Very common, but that's not true. It's a lie. Here's some stuff from the church, from Vatican Council II, Nostra Aetate. Very important document. The church rejects nothing that is true and holy in other religions. She regards with sincere respect those ways of conduct and of life that reflect a ray of the truth that enlightens all. Yet she also proclaims and is bound to proclaim Christ as the way, the truth, and the life. Unitatis reintegratio. Outside the church's visible bounds, there are many elements of sanctification and of truth, gifts properly belonging to the Church of Christ. Agentes is another document. The Spirit prepares hearts in every culture. Missionaries should recognize the seeds of the word that are present in other cultures. So in a nutshell, that there's some dimension of presence of truth, elements of truth, that where they're seen and recognized as such can be seen as a good, an obvious good, right? Pope John Paul II, Redemptoris Missio, talked about recognizing some of these seeds of the word is preparation for the gospel. It has to be, because it's not enough. Those seeds are not enough. They don't bring about salvation. They don't give the fullness of the truth. There's a little bit more here. I just want to read to you why other religions are not salvific in themselves in a clear way. Lumen Gentium 14. Christ is the one mediator and the unique way to salvation. There's no other salvation in any other name, St. Peter reminds us. Again, Pope Benedict XVI frequently talked about the importance of dialogue, but he said the respect of others' convictions is important. It's really non-negotiable. But the claim that Jesus Christ is Lord and the only Savior is a constant in the life of the church. The church affirms the possibility of human beings being elevated in some way or drawn to God in some way. But at the same time, only Christ, only the church has the capacity, the power to bring about salvation. Now, we also know that the Lord is not limited to whatever he wants to do. Lumen Gentium 16, passage there that Ralph Martin has talked much about over the last number of years, where it says that it's possible for someone who's never heard the gospel to be saved, but that there's particular conditions that they respond to the light that God gives them, and only God knows, number one. Number two, that their response is a response of like supernatural faith, like genuine faith that's graced by God. Another key thing the document says is this: but because of the world, the flesh, and the devil, and the condition, so much the condition of the human heart, it's very, very difficult to be saved by that means. So let's stand tall with the word of God and the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. God bless.
Each program of Fire on the Earth with Peter Herbeck can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and RenewalMinistries.net. Fire on the Earth is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'd like to offer you my new booklet, Does God Judge? Wow, what a question, but it's a relevant question. Scripture says we were all appointed to die once and then the judgment. We know for sure each one of us has an appointment in our future, and it takes Scripture, Catechism, and the saints to help us understand the beauty of God's plan and how we can look forward to the judgment as followers of Christ. If you'd like to get a free copy, call 1-800-282-4789 or visit renewalministries.net/FOE.